Mission Impossible 3, MI3 for short, had all the earmarks of a summer smash. An action-packed story, special effects, and of course, a big-name star, Tom Cruise. MI3 has grossed $393 million worldwide so far. But Paramount Pictures and parent company Viacom recently severed their 14-year business relationship with Cruise's production company. They claimed the returns from MI3 were disappointing. Cruise says his company was planning to go on its own anyway. Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone says Cruise's recent off-screen behavior kept some moviegoers away, costing his company approximately $150 million in additional revenue. Redstone bluntly described the star's behavior as creative suicide. Empire magazine previews editor Helen O'Hara explains the thinking behind casting big-name stars in certain movies.
They bring a lot of baggage to roles. They have built up a persona, a personality that the public wants to see in films.
An actor's emotional baggage, when channeled creatively, can sometimes result in a big hit, such as Johnny Depp's eccentric performance as a pirate captain in the two Pirates of the Caribbean films. It can also lead to costly off-screen behavior. Experts believe Mel Gibson's recent drunk driving arrest and ensuing anti-Semitic tirade could adversely affect box office receipts for his new film, Apocalypto. It is due to be released later this year. Some even say this incident may have destroyed Gibson's film career. Movie attendance and DVD sales have flattened in the last year. Entertainment reporter J.D. Cargill says the unpredictability of a movie audience's tastes means studios may shy away from casting A-list actors. Many big stars frequently demand a fee of millions of dollars and a percentage of the profits from their movies.
There used to be this formula in Hollywood, like, you know, with the right script, the right name on the marquee, and the right director, and you're going to have a hit no matter what. But the truth is, that's not the case anymore.
O'Hara believes special effects movies such as Superman Returns do not necessarily require a big-name actor to be a financial success.
But they've never really been star-driven so much as they've been effects-driven, and you know, they're driven by the fact that you can see these amazing, incredible, huge spectacles rather than whose face it is on the poster.
Cruise recently announced a new business deal with a group of investors to develop new film projects. His business partner last week suggested that hedge funds were eager to invest up to $100 million in their company. Encouraging news, but the question remains, given the high cost of filmmaking, is that enough to reestablish Cruise's business standing in Hollywood? Ernest Leong, VOA News.